Dakota Morrissey's with the Daily Trib, and he comes in here every Friday about this time, and we talk about the news of the week. What's the news of the week? Hi, Dakota. First of all, how are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing well.
It's good to have you in the studio. So what's going on in the news this week? I know you sent me a list. I got to pull it up so I can see what's on it. But what's first?
Well, something really big was that the state accountability scores came out for Texas schools. And Burnet, a few campuses in Burnet really are hit hard by that. Mm. They have a lot of failing grades. Several of the campuses within BCISD are considered failing by state standards right now.
What is? How does that happen? Do you know?
Well, the state goes in and they have certain metrics they go by to determine, hey, how are your test scores? Are you improving
over
time?
It's like the testing that they have to do all through the year.
Right. Yeah. It's a standard level. And according to the Texas Education Agency right now, Burnet Middle School has a failing score. Mm. And so do three of the elementary schools within the district. Yeah. So our reporter, Caden Sen, sort of dives into that and why and what the district hopes to do about it and how it compares to other districts in the state. Because it is... something that happens every year, these accountability scores come out.
Yeah.
It's just that this year we now have several failing campuses all in the same local school district.
Just right here. Mm-hmm. But there are others around the state too, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's just something that happens, I guess, huh? Budget talk, tax talk. We talked about the budgets coming out all of a sudden last week. No, it's not all of a sudden. They've been talked about for months now. So what's going on with those?
Well, I know not everybody that numbers aren't like the funnest thing to talk about, but people do have issues with how their, you know, their money's spent, how their taxes, how their tax rates going up, what people are doing with that tax money. And this is sort of the season to get involved on that. Daily Trib has several stories out right now about different governments' taxes, you know, Burnet County, Llano County, the city of Marble Falls, the city of Granite Shoals, Horseshoe Bay, Burnet. We're just trying to get the word out about these budget and tax processes, and you can learn all about that in our Daily Trib stories.
Cool, and I'm kind of noticing that some are up, some are down, some are, you know, some say the same. You know, it's kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's important to stay on top of them because, you know, you don't really know what's going on sometimes until the last minute, and then before you know it, you're like, wait a second, I'm spending way more than I was, or how come this thing isn't getting fixed? And then maybe you find out that the city said, well, to keep taxes down, we decided not to do blank.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the time to start investing in that and learning, you know, hey, what's going on in our subdivisions.
So you can take part and know what you're talking about. Yeah. So the next note you sent me was a rare bipartisan race for Llano County. Now, why is a bipartisan race rare in Llano County?
Well, we just don't, even in, you know, Llano and Burnet County, we rarely are having, you know, a Republican running against a Democrat for office. It's very common for the Republican primary to decide who
everybody votes are.
Right. There isn't even a Democratic challenger, but we have a Republican versus a Democrat in Llano County for the Precinct 4 commissioner's seat on the commissioner's court.
Okay.
For anybody listening, the commissioner's court is sort of like the board of directors of the county. Vote on policy. They set the tax rate. They create the budget. They're the ones that kind of oversee everything from the sheriff's office to the county roads.
Okay.
So it's a fairly important position, and that race is locked in for November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do I remember the name that... of the, let's see, you've got, was she involved in the library thing that was going on?
Yes, if you go to read the story, we have the background on all that.
Okay, good.
There's a big history between the candidates, and we've done a ton of reporting on it.
Okay, good. So it's all there. That's excellent. And then athletics, man, everywhere.
Yeah.
We even lost one of our employees to athletics.
That's right.
Ben Shields went to be a coach at the middle school.
Yeah, the Mustangs gained a good one. Well, you know, we work on seasons kind of just like the schools. We start covering all the sports, and it's cool to see the Bulldogs, the Mustangs, the Flames, the Yellow Jackets all coming back to life. And so we're starting to put out those athletic schedules. You have the first football game next week. The volleyball cross country is already out there doing their thing. So we're in full swing for the fall sports season.
Probably heard that on the air. That was like a, what was that, an explosion or a train?
I mean,
across
that's the rock crusher.
Is that the rock thing going on?
Yeah, that might have been some dynamite going on.
Man, it made me jump. Ooh, golly dang. Yeah. All right. So, well, that's interesting. And so if you want to know the schedules, all where the games are, all that stuff, mm-hmm. it's all in a daily trip, huh?
That's right.
Daily trip is fairly cheap, isn't it?
I think so. It's up to you guys, but you can go check it out. What is this, $4 a month?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's an energy drink.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple
a
cups
coffee,
of coffee.
Right? No kidding.
You know.
And you can get it all at dailytrib.com, so check it out. Dakota Morrissey, thank you, sir, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mac.